From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Filling in for Bill Curtis, I'm the man whose voice makes the Joyce Foundation sound so good, Chioki Ayansi. We're playing this week with Mo Rocca, Nagin Farsad, and Adam Burke. And here again is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Chioki. In just a minute, Chioki will tell us where Sup Poet for NPR comes from. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Nagin, a new study shows that it is exactly at age 33 that people begin doing what?
At age 33?
Yeah, but it's always well known that people tend to do this, but now we know it starts at age 33. Yeah.
It's weird because that's also the date the year Jesus died
weird?
Or whatever.
Yes. Yeah. Coincidence, I think.
At 33, people start like really trying to identify their life goals.
To the scorn of NPR listeners.
I know.
33.
Come on now.
Slacker.
People are like, I've been able to rent cars for 8 years. It's been great. And they celebrate that?
No. Nagin, as I happen to know, you just had your first child.
Oh, yeah.
Right. So according to the same theory, this is going to start to happen to you very soon.
Your uterus swells up. I don't know.
All right. When you have a kid, what are you?
A parent.
Right. And so therefore, what do you start maybe to turn into?
Your own parent.
Exactly right.
Wow.
Now we know exactly when it happens, when you turn 33 or thereabouts, which is why at your 33rd birthday party, you said to yourself, wow, by this age, my cousin was a doctor.
Didn't scientists also say this week that you're not an adult until you're 30? So that means you got three years to be your own person.
And then you're done. Of course, if you, for example, turn into your mother, right? Well, she turned into her mother, and her mother turned into her mother. So basically, everybody ends up being exactly like our very first human ancestor, who scientists define as the first ape in primordial Africa ever to stop doing what it was doing and say to itself, oh my God, I'm turning into my mother. 33 is, of course, as you said, the age that Jesus was when he was crucified. He didn't quite turn into his dad, but he did decide to go live with him.
God's like, I knew you'd be back.
I know.
I told you this preaching thing wasn't sustainable.
Nagin, the presence of men can have a negative impact on women in the workplace. Don't need to tell you that. Mm. But a new study shows that women may have a lower income in their lifetimes if they spend an extended period of time with a male in what very specific location?
Oh. I think I actually in a swollen uterus.
You're exactly right, Nagin. What a coincidence that should keep coming up. Yes, what we mean is that women who had a male fraternal twin, i.e., they gestated together, tend to have lower career incomes than those female twins who had a female twin.
Why?
Well, it seems to have to do with the amount of testosterone in the birth environment.
Oh, Mo, men will just suck the life right out of you.
So I'm confused.
It starts very early because, you know, mom's having a sonogram and she hears the heartbeat and all of a sudden another heartbeat interrupts and says, actually, it's thump, 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 thump.
He can never share the amniotic fluid.
Well, yeah. And he's like baby splaining that the umbilical cord is really a way for them to get the internet in there. Mo, Andrew Yang is yet another Democrat running for president. You've probably never heard of him, but he started making headlines this week when he staked his claim as the only candidate to come out firmly and strongly against what?
Wow. I don't know if this is going to help him make the cut, but he's against circumcision.
That's right, Mo! Mm-hmm. Yes!
This is cutting-edge comedy.
Yes. As you all know, healthcare is going to once again be a top issue in 2020. So there's one candidate out there who's letting you know that if you like your foreskin, you can keep it. Andrew Yang, who is an entrepreneur and otherwise seemingly unqualified person who wants to be president, he came out this week and said circumcision is not necessary. So while we don't yet know Yang's policy and the budget overall, we do know there are some cuts he simply won't make.
I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because Mo is short for Moyle.
Yes.
I feel a little...
I'm about to say this guy is going to wither in the face of the Moyle lobby. The other thing he wants to do, by the way, is he's considering commissioning a full-on life-size holograph of himself so that he can be in two places at once in the campaign trail.
Really?
Fact, yeah, that's well, one okay. of his ideas.
Is the hologram going to be circumcised?
Yes.
The way you hold your knife, the way we dance till three, the way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take